Today's Amud is Tainis Chavtesim Abayz. We're holding on Chavtesim and Aleph, the second line from the bottom, Mishanichnas Av. So we said in the Mishnah, Mishanichnas Av, Mimatim Simcha, that when we enter Av, so we're supposed to be Mimayit in Simcha. Now Amar Rav Yehuda, Breder of Shmuel, Barshilas, Mishmei de Rav, that Kishem, Shem Mishanichnas Av, Mimatim Besimcha, just like when Av enters, we're memayid in Simcha, we decrease our Simcha, or we don't have any Simcha, so kach mishenichnas Adar, marvin b'simcha, it's the opposite, when Adar enters, we're actually marbe in Simcha. Amar Rav Papa says, Rav Papa, Hilkoch bar Yisrael, de'isle dina bahadi nachri, if a yid, he has to go to court with a guy, lishtamit minei ba'av, derei mazle, he should try to avoid going to court with him during the month of Av, which is when he has a bad mazel, v'limsei nafshi ba'adar, de'bar yamazle. And instead, he should try to schedule the court case for Adar, because that's when we have a good mazel. And this is really the makarf and this gemara that the Pais can learn a lot of different things that people refrain from doing during the month of Av, or we'll see exactly for when, at least in the beginning of Av, because of the fact that there's a bad mazel. Like some people are makbe not to fly, not to go on an airplane, unless there's a real tzarich, or not to do any sort of dangerous activities during this time. Now exactly when this time period goes until, how long does a person have this bad mazel, how long does Klal Yisrael have this that it's not a good mazel, so the Magen Avram learns in Tavkuf Nun Aleph, in Sifkot and Beis, the Magen Avram says that the passage of the Gemara is that this is the entire month of Av. He says that the Gemara says, the way the Machzor Shekel explains the Magen Avram, is that the Gemara says, Hilkoch bar Yisrael dis leidina bahadi nachri, lishtamin minei be'ov derei mazle. He should try to avoid going to court with him during the month of Av, because that's when he has a bad mazel. So it sounds like this is the entire month of Av. However, the Nesiv Chaim, and many places can go with this, the Nesiv Chaim says that no, it only goes until Tisha B'Av. He points out that the Gemara puts this halacha. It says, Amar Papa Hilkoch Bar Yisrael. It continges this halacha on the din of the Mishnah, or on the din of the Braisa, the memra of Shmuel Bar Shvilas Mishmei the Rav, that when Mishanichnas Av Mimatim B'Simcha, really from the Mishnah. It says that on the din of Mishanichnas Av Mimatim B'Simcha, on that which the Mishnah says that when Av enters Mimayit B'Simcha, the Gemara throws this in also, that's also a time where there's a bad mazel. Now how long is it that we're supposed to be Mimayit B'Simcha? So the Gemara, the Mishnah doesn't really tell us when to end, but the Nesiv Chaim says that Avada, it's not referring to the entire month of Av. There's no din to be Mamayit B'Simcha the entire month of Av, and his Raya is because later we're going to learn that there's no Yamim Taivim L'Yisro, we had in the Mishnah, we're going to discuss it more later, that Tu V'Av, the 15th day of Av, was one of the biggest Yamim Taivim. So obviously, you're not Mamayit and Simcha the entire month of Av, because Tu B'Av is one of the biggest Simchas. It's one of the biggest Yamim Taivim that we have the whole year. So when is it that you're supposed to be Mamayit and Simcha until? Says in the Nesiv Chaim, it's Mestaber that that's only until Tisha B'Av. And being that Rav Papa says this din of having a bad mazel, also on this din of the Mishnah, of being Mamayit B'Simcha, it's Mestaber that the bad mazel is also only until Tisha B'Av. And really, there's a Zayar that Mamish says this out, that the bad mazel is only until Tisha B'Av, and that's how many Paiskim went with the Aruch HaShulchan, the Ben Ishchai, and others, that they assumed that this din of having a not good mazel only goes until Tisha B'Av. L'maisa, the Mishnah Brura says that it's good to be machmir, like the Magen Avram, at least the Chatchila to be machmir, and to assume that this bad mazel stretches all the way through the entire month of Av until Rosh Chodesh Elul. Now that we mention a memra from Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas Mishmei the Rav, so the Gemara is going to mention a few others. It says the Gemara that Laseis Lachem Achris Fatikva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael that He put us in Galus Bavel because that's what's going to give us a future. It gives us hope. Am Rav Yehuda Breder Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas Mishmei the Rav that Elu Dekalam Uklei Pishtan. It's referring to the fact that there's palm trees and there's linen clothing in Bavel. Those are things that we had in Bavel. Those are good things to have, to make money off of, to wear. And therefore, that's how, it, in a way, it was a bracha that we were sent to Bavel. Another memra from Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas Mishmei de Rav. The pasuk says, "Vayomer rei reyach bni kereyach sada asher beirachay Hashem." That Yitzchak Avinu says to Yaakov that your smell is like the smell of the sada. Am Rav Yehuda Breider Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas Mishmei de Rav kereyach sada shel tapuchem. He meant it was like the smell of a field of apples. What does that mean? Tosfos says it's kereyach esroigim, like the smell of esroigim, which is actually one of the days that that's what the Eitz Hadas, that's what Gan Eden, the Eitz Hadas in Gan Eden. And that's what it smelled like. That's the type of tree that it was. It was an esrog tree. So then it would be, he was saying that it has the scent of Gan Eden. and the Gemara uses the lashon of tapuchim. Tosfos says yesh mefarshim tapuchim is kareach esrogim. It's just because it's the same smell as an esrog. Now says the Gemara Vayter, we mentioned in the Mishnah, Shabbos Shechal Tisha B'Av Liyos B'Seicha is Asurin L'Sapir U'L'Chabis. That the week that Tisha B'Av falls out during, so that week, at least in the days until Tisha B'Av, we'll see more about that later in the Gemara, but in those days, let's say Tisha B'Av is on a Wednesday, so Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, that's the Shavua Shechal Ba Tisha B'Av. So during the Shavua Shechal Ba Tisha B'Av, it's Asurin L'Sapir U'L'Chabis. A person, he's not allowed to cut his hair, and he's not allowed to do the laundry. At least make right then. These restrictions only apply to the Shvua Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av. Ashkenazim are makbid on laundry the entire 9 days, haircuts the entire 3 weeks, but Mikra Adin, it's only in the Shvua Shechal Bo. So says the Gemara Amr of Nachman, Leishanu Elo L'chavis V'lo Baish. This Isra of laundry during the Shvua Shechal Bo is only when it comes to a person doing laundry to wear the new clothing. Meaning, it's not really ba'atzem and isser in laundry, it's an isser in wearing fresh clothing. So a person can't do laundry and then wear the clothing. But if a person wants to do the laundry and then save the clothes for later, for after Tisha B'Av, so that there would be nothing wrong with that. However, Rav Sheshes argues on Rav Nachman. Rav Sheshes says, "Afilu l'chabes l'aniach aser," that even to do the laundry and not wear the clothing, even that's a problem. So obviously, the problem is not alts wearing fresh clothing. The problem is be'etzem in doing the laundry. What's wrong with doing laundry? The problem in doing laundry, I believe Rashi says, is because it makes a person be mesiach da. Rashi says, "The nirka mesiach daitoy sha'isik bekibus begadim." He's being mesiach da. He's having hesach adas from the avelos over the charban, and therefore even just the etzem ma'isa of doing laundry, even that's where Rav Sheshes learns, even to do laundry and not wear the clothing, even that's going to be a problem. Now I'm Rav Sheshes Teda, says Rav Sheshes, I'll bring you a raya, and all laundry is usher, nothing to do with wearing it, even just to do it. Because the Batli Katsre de Bei Rav, because during the Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av, all the laundry men of Rav in Rav's house, they all didn't go to work. Why were they all closed? All the laundry mats were closed. Must be because you're not allowed to do laundry bichlal, even lahaniach. Now, Masav Rav Hamnuna asked Rav Hamnuna a kasha, and as we'll see, this is a kasha on Rav Nachman. Now we have a kasha from our Braisa, or really from our Mishnah, on Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said that you're allowed to do laundry lahaniach. You just can't do laundry and wear the new clothing. But you're allowed to do laundry and put the clothing to the side. Masav Rav Hamnuna, is that really true? But the Mishnah says that b'chamishi mutarim ibnei kvayin ha-shabbos, that if Tisha B'Av falls out on a Friday, so on that Friday, no one's going to be able to do the laundry. On Thursday, even though it's the Shavua Shechal Bo, on Thursday, a person is allowed to do the laundry for Kveda Shabbos. Now, Lamai, when this person's doing laundry on that Thursday, what's he doing? He's doing laundry and then wearing the clothing. So then, my Kveda Shabbos Ika. So then by the time Shabbos comes around, he's going to be wearing it for a few days already. How is that Kveda Shabbos? Elamai, we're talking about doing the laundry on Thursday, and then he's going to have that clothing fresh to wear it on Shabbos, for Shabbos. U'bechamishi hu deshari. And yet, what do you see from the Mishnah? That this was only mutter to do on Thursday. When Tisha B'Av falls out on a Friday, there's not going to be another chance to do the laundry for Shabbos. So then the Mishnah said that there's a special heter to do this laundry on that Thursday, even though it's lahaniach. Avo ha-Shabbos kula, but the rest of the week, it's aser. It's mavur in the Mishnah. That even though we're talking about laundry, that's kedei lahaniach, it's aser. It was only a heter on that Thursday, so that's a kasha on Rav Nachman who says there's no iser of laundry when you're doing it lahaniach. Says the Gemara, lo'aylam l'chavis v'lo'baish. Now really, I'll tell you that the case of the Mishnah is that the person is doing the laundry and he's wearing it. Ah, you asked. If so, it's not going to be very fresh when he comes to Shabbos. U'kashayin lo'yelo chalok echad. And the heter over here is because he only has one garment. And so it's true, it won't be very fresh, but at least it'll be more fresh than if the last time he did the laundry was the previous week. So it's still better. It's not all or nothing. You know, it'll still be better. And where do we find this concept that a person who doesn't have, he only has one chaluk, that there's more kulas and more mako with a person who only has one chaluk? The Amr Vasi, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, who said with regards to the halachas of Chol HaMoed, and the Chol HaMoed is an iser to do laundry, and still Rabbi Yochanan said that Mishain lo yalo chaluk echad muta lechamsa b'chulo shomayi. The person who only has one chaluk, he's a one garment, he's allowed to do the laundry on Chol HaMoed, even though typically this is an iser. You see, we're more makel when it comes to a person who only has one garment. So that's why there was a special hetzer on this Thursday to do the laundry, even to wear it. So that of others, that's also the rest of the week. On that Thursday, there was a special hetzer. But really, laundry lahaniach, that would be mutter even the entire week. According to Rav Nachman, that would be mutter the entire week. There's no isser on laundry that's being done kedei lahaniach. Says the Gemara Itmar Nami, Amar Abinyamin, Amar Abelazar, Leishanu Elo Lechabes Velilbush. That the isser of doing laundry in the Mishnah, that's only to do laundry and to wear it. The isser is wearing fresh clothing. But to do laundry and to put the clothing to the side, there's no isser in doing laundry, so that's going to be mutter. Ask the Gemara Meisvei, we learned in the Braisa. The Braisa says, it's asa l'chabes l'fnei Tisha B'Av. It says your person is not allowed to do laundry before Tisha B'Av. Afilu l'haniach l'achar Tisha B'Av. Even if he's doing it to put it to the side for after Tisha B'Av. So mamish mefurish in the Braisa like Rav Sheshas. Mamish doesn't get much more clear than that. This Braisa really refutes the sheet of Rav Nach. You see, lahedya, that the isra of doing laundry is even lahaniach. Now that we mentioned this braisa, so we just mentioned the hemshach of the braisa says, v'giyot shalanu kekibos shalahen, that our giyots, which is a more intense type of laundering, our giyots in Bavel, that's the equivalent of the regular laundry, the kibos, in Eretz Yisrael. Whereas, make the diik, the kibos in Bavel is not even considered laundry. That's not even like the laundry in Eretz Yisrael, and that's going to be mutter during the Shavuot Shechalba. The kibos in Bavel is not anything. And the Braisa then also says, uklei pishtan ein ba'am mishom giyutz, that there's no iser of doing laundry on linen clothing. Perhaps, well, one pshat, there's different pshat, and one pshat is because it's a davar avi, it's going to get ruined. If once it gets dirty, if you don't wash it, it's going to get ruined. So therefore, there's a heter to wash the klei pishtan, even during the Shavuot Shechalba. Al-Kavan and the Braisa in the first line said lahedya, that the iser of doing laundry is even la'aniach, and so says the Gemara Tiyufta, that refutes the shita of Rav Nachman, who said that a person is allowed to do laundry lahaniach, and the only isra of doing laundry was lilbaish. Here from this braisa, you see mamish lahedya, not like Rav Nachman. Says the Gemara Vayter now, Shalach Rav Yitzchak bar Gyori mishmei de Rav Yochanan. He sent in the name of Rav Yochanan. And afal pi sha'amru klei pishta name ba'am mishum giyutz. We just mentioned this braisa. Now a person is allowed to do laundry on his linen clothing during the Shavuot Shechalba. Even though he's allowed to wash it to prevent the loss, but he's still not allowed to wear it. There's also an issa to wear fresh clothing. So that he's also not allowed to do. Besides the issa of doing laundry, which for linen clothing has a special letter, there's also another issa not to wear fresh clothing, and therefore he's not allowed to wear the klei pishta. Now I'm a rav, leishanu ala lefanav. This whole talk about the Shavuot Shechalba Tisha B'Av only applies to the days before Tisha B'Av. So let's say Tisha B'Av falls out on a Wednesday. So it applies to Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and then of course Wednesday is Tisha B'Av itself. Those are the days that are considered the Shavuot Shechalba Tisha B'Av. But the days after that week, the days afterwards in that same week, Thursday and Friday, even though it's part of the same week, but it's the days after Tisha B'Av, so that's mutter. And those days a person's allowed to get a haircut, he's allowed to do laundry. The Shavuot Shechalba ends by Tisha B'Av, even though it's still the same week. Shmuel says, no, Shavuot Shechalba Tisha B'Av means the entire week of Tisha B'Av, even if Tisha B'Av is on a Wednesday, an entire week, even the days after Tisha B'Av, are also included in these dinim. Now, Meisvei asked the Gemara Kasha, we learned in the Braisa. The Braisa says, Shabbos Shechal Tisha B'Av Liyos B'Saicha, when it comes to the Shavuot Shechalba, it's also L'Sapir L'Chabes. A person is not allowed to get a haircut or do his laundry. V'chamishi Mutar M'nei Kved HaShabbos. However, on Thursday it's Mutar because of Kavod Shabbos. Like if Tisha B'Av falls out on a Friday, So then you could do laundry on a Thursday. Now, Ketzad, how does this play out? How does this din? How does the din of this braisa play out? Chali yisbach b'Shabbos. If let's say Tisha B'Av falls out on a Sunday, so it's mutar l'chabes kol haShabbos kula. So on such a year, there's kamat no shvua shechalva. Sunday, yeah, you won't be able to do laundry, but then the rest of the week, the entire rest of the week, the days after Tisha B'Av, it's all going to be mutar. If Tisha B'Av falls out on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, lefanav aser lacharav mutar. Again, the days before Tisha B'Av are included in the Shavua Shechalba, and it will be aser to do laundry, but the days afterwards is going to be mutar. Mamish mefurish, not like Shmuel, who said that even the days afterwards are aser. The Braisa continues, chaliyo yisber of Shabbos. If Tisha B'Av falls out on a Friday, so then it's mutar l'chabes even b'chamishi, even on Thursday, even though it's before Tisha B'Av, it's mutar for one to do the laundry, mimnei kvayd haShabbos, because of kvayd haShabbos. V'mlai kibes b'chamishi b'Shabbos, mutar l'chabes b'erev Shabbos min amincha ulamayla. And if a person, for whatever reason, he forgot, he didn't do the laundry on that Thursday, so then on Friday, he needs clothes for Tisha B'Av. He needs clothes, sorry, for Shabbos. So on Friday, even though that Friday is Tisha B'Av, even though it is Tisha B'Av, it's mutter min ha-mincha ulamayla. From the zman of mincha and onwards, it's going to be mutter for him, even though it's Tisha B'Av, to do the laundry so that he should have fresh clothing for Shabbos. Now, before we continue the braisa, the Gemara says that layet alo abaye v'itemer Rav Acha bar Yaakov aha. And abaye, or some say Rav Acha bar Yaakov, they cursed the person who did this. Which the simple shot might be that they argued on the braisa, which would be strange because they're Amorayim, they don't really have the right to argue on a braisa. The Sfas Emes explains that they weren't coming to argue on the braisa, they were just coming to say that they were cursing the person who did this because he shouldn't have gotten himself into that situation. A person should be more careful, so they gave a curse to the person who did this, even though it's completely mutter. It might even be the right thing to do once he's in that situation. Once he's holding by that Friday and he hasn't done the laundry, it could be if he asks the Rav will tell him you should do the laundry, because we want you to have fresh clothing for Shabbos. Still, they gave the person a curse because he shouldn't have gotten himself to that position, to that bidyevet. He should have remembered on that Thursday to do the laundry. Now, continues the braisa that chali yois b'sheni b'chamishi. So until now, we spoke about the halachos that pertain to avelus, to haircuts and laundry. Now we're going to move on to the dinim of kriyas haTorah. That chali yois b'sheni b'chamishi. If Tisha B'Av falls out on a Monday or a Thursday, so Kairin Shleisha Maftir Echad. So for Kriyas HaTorah, we have three aliyahs and one Maftir. B'Shlishi U'Berevi, and if Tisha B'Av falls out on a Tuesday or Wednesday, so then we're Kairin Echad Maftir Echad. So then there's just one aliyah and one Maftir. Rabbi Yaisi Aymer Lo'aylam Kairin Shleisha Maftir Echad, whichever day of the week Tisha B'Av falls out on, Al Tisha B'Av we have three aliyahs and then the maftir. Al kapanim, when you soften his braisa, we soften his braisa straight out that the shvua shechalba Tisha B'Av only refers to the days before Tisha B'Av. The days after Tisha B'Av are mutter to do the laundry, it's mutter to get a haircut, so tiyufta de Shmuel, this would seem to refute the shita of Shmuel. Says the Gemara, no, Amar lach Shmuel, Shmuel will tell you that Eina Chanami, this braisa is not like me, for sure. However, Tanayi, it's really a machlekes Tanayim, and I hold like the other Tana, who says that these restrictions continue even after Tisha B'Av. The Tanya, like we learned in the braisa, that Tisha B'Av, Shechal Yais B'Shabbos, if Tisha B'Av falls out on a Shabbos, or V'chein Erev Tisha B'Av, Shechal Yais B'Shabbos, or if Erev Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, in either case, the fast is going to be on Sunday. If Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, so we push off the fast to Sunday. And if Erev Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos, so then Sunday is the day of Tisha B'Av. Either way, the fast is going to be Sunday. On that Shabbos, though, you're Eichel V'Shaisa Kol Tzarkoi. You can eat and drink however much you want. There's no limitation. Umal Al Shul, meaning even though Tisha B'Av and even Erev Tisha B'Av by the Sudam Afsekes, there are certain restrictions. You're not allowed to have certain foods or certain amounts of foods, as we'll discuss more later in the Masechta, at the end of the Masechta. But when it's Shabbos, so then none of these restrictions apply. A person could eat and drink however much he wants. Umala al shulchanai afilu kesudas shlomai b'shaitai. He could even have a tremendously large suda like the suda of Shlomo HaMelech when he was the king. Va'asa l'sapir l'chabes mirosh chodesh va'ada tainis divri remeir. Remeir says you want to know when these restrictions apply to, of getting haircuts, doing laundry. It goes from Rosh Chodesh until the Tainis, what we call the 9 days. From Rosh Chodesh until the Tainis, divri remeir. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Rabbi Yehuda says, it's kol ha-chodesh kulai. It's the entire month. It's the entire month of Av, even after the fast. So you already, you see like Shmuel, that sometimes there's a shita that holds that even after Tisha B'Av, the restrictions continue. That's the shita that we see right here. Rabbi Yehuda, Aymer Kol HaChodesh Kula, even after Tisha B'Av. It's aser to get a haircut and to do the laundry. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, also like Shmuel, that Eino aser Elo Aisei Shabbos Bilvad. That week is aser. So not from Rosh Chodesh, but that whole week, meaning even after Tisha B'Av, so that's also going to be Aser, so that's Mamish like Shmuel. Now, V'tani Yidach, and we also learned in another Brisa the same similar thing, that V'noyig Avel, when is the Niyug Avelus, when does it apply, that we're Noyig Avelus for the 9 days, for the Shua Shechalba, how long does this Avelus stretch from? So, Mirish Chodesh V'ad HaTainis Divir Meir. Remeir says it's during the 9 days, from Mirish Chodesh until the Tainis. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer Kol HaChodesh Kuloy, it's the entire month, Aser, is Aser, and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Aymer, Eino Aser, Elo Isay Shabbos Bovad. No, it's only that week of Tisha B'Av, Mashma again, even the days after Tisha B'Av, so Shmuel is Mamish consistent with the Shita of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, who holds that the Shvuah Shechalba stretches even until the days after Tisha B'Av. So there's no cash on Shmuel, the fact that we found the Braisa that the Shvuah Shechalba ends by Tisha B'Av, it's a Machlokes Tanayim. Now that we mentioned this Braisa, which gave three different Shitas as to when the Halachis of the 9 days in Shvuah Shechalba, when all these restrictions apply, either the whole month of Av, the week of Tisha B'Av, or during the 9 days, that was really the first Shita. So now the Gemara says, Am Rabbi Yechanan Ushleishtan Mikra Echadarshu. All three Shitas get their opinion, they're based off of the exact same Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Vishbati Kol Misaisa Chago Chadasha Vishabato, that that month is going to be turned over, it's going to become a Yom Tif, a Chodesh, and a Shabbos. So Man the Amar Merish Chodesh Vada Tainis, the Man the Amar who says that the days of Avelus are from Rish Chodesh until the Tainis is Michaga. It's because the Pasuk uses a Lashon of Chag. Chag is Rosh Chodesh. And if so, so that means you see the restrictions start on Rosh Chodesh. Now, it doesn't make sense to say that the restrictions are only on Rosh Chodesh, and then it stops. If anything, it would be the opposite. As we get closer to Tisha B'Av, that's more of a reason to be in Avelus. So that's how the Gvur Sari explains. So even though the Pasuk says Michaga, he learns from there that it stretches from Rosh Chodesh all the way until Tisha B'Av. It's not that these restrictions apply just to Rosh Chodesh. That wouldn't make any sense, that then the days that are closer to Tisha B'Av are more lenient. Rather, it goes from Rosh Chodesh until the fast. Uman da'amer kol ha'chodesh kulay, aser. The man da'amer who says that the whole month is aser is mei chadasha. Is when the pasuk says also a chodesh. This is a month. It's going to be a month of simcha. So the month is until then a month of avelos. Uman da'amer kol ha'shabbos kula aser is mishabata, because the pasuk also uses the lashon of Shabbos of a week. So that's how he learns that until we have that it's turned over. In the meantime, it's a week of avelos. Now Amar Rava. Rava says, how do we paskin? That the halacha is Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, that the halacha is like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, that it's just for the Shabbos, it's just for the week of Tisha B'Av. Va'amar Rava, and Rava also said, halacha k'rabi meir, that the halacha is like Rabbi Meir, that it's from Rosh Chodesh until the Tainis. V'tarvayu l'kula. And he meant to paskin like both of them l'kula. What does that mean? V'tzricha, you need both, like this. D'i ashmin and halacha k'rabi meir, if he just would have said halacha k'rabi meir, that these restrictions stretch from Rosh Chodesh until the Tainis, hava minu afilu me Rosh Chodesh, I would have thought even from Rosh Chodesh, all the way from Rosh Chodesh, the entire 9 days, it's also to do laundry and it's also to get a haircut. Kamash malan halacha k'rabi Shimon ben Gamliel. So that's why he said that no, the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, that the restrictions are only for the Shvua Shechalba. It only starts on the Sunday before Tisha B'Av. V'iyash min halacha k'rabi Shimon ben Gamliel havaminu afilu la'acharav. But if he just would have said the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, I would have thought that these restrictions go from the Sunday before Tisha B'Av all the way until the end of the week. Kamash malan halacha k'rabi Meir, that no, these restrictions end by Tisha B'Av. So the final halacha, according to Rava, is that these restrictions of getting a haircut, of doing laundry, they go from the Sunday before Tisha B'Av, the Shvuah Shechalba, until Tisha B'Av. So that's what it is, Maker Adin, that's how Sfaradim are Noyig, Batzem, but Ashkenazim again have a minhag to stretch out these restrictions further, laundry the entire 9 days, and haircuts for the entire 3 weeks.